Good evening. This is actually very easy. It's actually very clear. It's actually wonderful to be here. You know why? Most probably you know why. Because God is here. Uh-huh. Great idea. Surprise. I mean, if God wasn't here, this would get very complicated. There would be a lot of talking here and trying to fix everything and everybody. But because God is here, this is amazing. This is really amazing. And when we don't know what to say, we can pray and ask God to speak to us. Has God ever spoken to you? Have you ever been in a situation when you didn't know what to say or what to do and you prayed and God answered to you? Sometimes right away, like bang. And there was nothing complicated about it. It's not like, you know, a man says to a woman, I love you. And the woman says, what do you mean you love me? Like, you know, is it like agape love or phileo or storge or eros? Or don't you know that it's like, you know, and it's going to go for a long time? Or what's going to happen next week? And blah, 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 blah. And the man says, just forget about it, the whole thing, you know. Forget what I ever said to you, like, you know. If it's there, it's there, right? And God speaks to us clearly. And I'm really confident in that. In Mark 13, verse 11, Jesus said that when you get arrested, have you ever been arrested? It can be fun with God, you know. So Jesus said, if you get arrested, don't worry what to say. Don't worry about it. Because the Holy Spirit will give you what to say. Like, be restfully arrested. Don't worry about it. God will take care of speaking. And I love that. I love that simplicity of it, because in Colossians 1:16, when it speaks about Jesus being the creator, and it says that all things were created by him, for him, he kind of created everything by himself, for himself. And I love that wording there, how because everything was really created with love. The universe was created with love. Before anything was created, love was there. And I don't think that it's like a lot of talking, this creation. It was not like IKEA type of instructions, like, you know, that now put that there and this there, move that a little bit there and that, make that tree a little bit taller and that star, no, a little bit to the right, you know. And it was not that kind of creation. John says that there was life and the life was the light of people. That's the creation of the universe. Not complicated at all. Powerful. And this is the kind of God whom we worship here. And this is the God who has brought us together in this church. And God speaks, and it's amazing how he speaks very clearly. How many of you have been in a place where God spoke to you very clearly? And maybe it was not long explanation, maybe it was not long talking. It was just confirmation. It was maybe one word. I just want to recall three passages in the scriptures where God spoke with one word. He just said one word. And the first one is when Jesus is walking on the water, and it's a very unusual thing. It's a miracle. It's a supernatural thing. And Peter gets excited, and Peter is saying, "Let me come, let me come." And Jesus says, "Come, come." He didn't say, "Okay, this might, you know, lead to a disappointment. You might fail, you know, and you had to learn the techniques, and you know, and it might not work, and then you might lose your faith, and you know, and I don't think it might not be a good idea for you to come, or blah blah blah." But he said, "Come." And Peter went, and we know the story. We know what happened. That's secondary in this issue. But he said, "Come. Come and go" are powerful words. Missions, go. Yeah, yeah, it's like, you know, then we start talking, and we talk for 3 years, 15 years, 30 years. We are still talking. And the Lord said, "Go." I know. I mean, I was saying to Pastor Sally, I don't want to sound like I'm arrogant that I made it to the mission field. I'm not arrogant. I'm very humbled by that. That simplicity has taken me there and has kept me there. And it's very simple. Nothing complicated about it. Very simple. Then the next word that I want to share, and it's very dear to me, this moment, and it's in John 20. This is when the women go to the tomb, and then Mary is there, and she is worried, she's disappointed, she's wondering. Maybe she's about to lose her future and her faith and so on. And she's there, and then she hears one word from God, from Jesus. And what is the word? Yeah. Can you picture yourself into that place where God just calls your name? He says, "Mary." How many Marys do we have here? Confess, it's okay. Yeah. He could also say Nancy. He could say Tom. He could say Matti. He probably wouldn't say Pastor Matti. He would say, but what does it mean for us to hear our name? And how would it, like when he said Mary, that was like full of love. That way how he said it to her was full of love and faith and hope and comfort and the whole thing, the same thing that had power to create the universe and put the stars into their place. That power was in that one word. Mary. We have many incidents like that in the Bible when God spoke to people by their name, and like God said, "Saul, Saul," or "Martha, Martha." I like that idea when God said, "Martha, Martha." And I don't think that it was like, "Martha, Martha." It was like, but "Martha, Martha," like, you know, it was like, you know, so much again that authority there. There was God's authority with a simple word. The centurion, who was not a Jewish man, who was not a believer, but he came to Jesus because his servant was sick. You remember that. And then he... said to Jesus that I'm not worthy of you for you to come into my house, but to say word. This is in Matthew 8. I'm not worthy. Just speak the word and my servant will be healed. He knew about this authority of the word that had put the stars into their place. He knew about the power of that word. And we have tasted that. What does it take for us to be satisfied? It takes a word from God. God calls me by my name. Like you remember that song that we often sang in healing meetings here with Pastor Stevens, and he is here, hallelujah, he is here, amen, he is here, holy, holy, I will name again, he is here, listen closely, hear him calling out your name. He is here, you can touch him, you will never be the same. Let's do it once again. He is here, hallelujah. He is here, holy, holy, I will bless his name again. He is here, listen closely, hear him calling out your name. He is here, you can touch him, you will never be the same. You can hear him call you, call out your name. That's what the song says. This is what we are talking about. We were talking with Brian today in the car on our way here, how it's kind of ridiculous even what the world is trying to offer us. Like, what can the world offer? Like, sometimes I meet rich people in the art business, and I look at their lives, and they can eat like the best food in the world. But how much can you eat? I mean, it's a different color of the food every day, and how amazing is that? Or then you have a house that has like 100 rooms. Wow, that's one of the best things that the world can offer. And it doesn't satisfy. Why to give money for that? That doesn't satisfy. But one word from Jesus, my own name. And I'm so satisfied. I'm just so happy. You know, Jesus called my name. I know there are thousands and ten thousands of Mattis in Finland. My generation, every second guy is called Matti. We had like 7 Pastor Mattis in our church in Finland. So it's not so special. But when God calls my name and is personal with me in situations, it satisfies, totally satisfies. And when it's just there happy, the last passage that I want to look at together is that it's in the book of Revelation, and it's also just an amazing moment. It's the whole chapter 4. Chapter 4 in the book of Revelation is describing the throne room in heaven. I mean, it's a great read. I mean, it's just just to think about that, it's like, you know, and it's like almost like there is not enough vocabulary to describe it, because it's so amazing, all the details that are there. And it starts with this invitation when John is told, come up here. In verse 1, Revelation 4:1. After these things I looked, and behold, a door standing open in heaven. That alone is like amazing. Like a door. Can you picture yourself in that place? And you see a door open in heaven. And then a voice comes and says, come up here. We're like, come up here. And then he goes. And it's this incredible, incredible reality that is shown to him. And it brings so much satisfaction. So much satisfaction. You know that song, it is well with my soul, it is well with my soul. That speaks about the spiritual satisfaction. Okay, the house might burn down, the car has broken 5 months ago, you know, there has been no money around for 6 months already or something, and there's sickness, and there's failure, and there's earthquakes, and disasters, and it is well with my soul. What is that? That's amazing. It's because of the word that is forever settled in heaven. We know that verse from Psalm 119:89. That it has authority. And God continues to speak. He maybe just says one word. And it's not because I'm from Finland and we don't like talking, but it is just, the authority of God is like that. It's that word takes me through this life and through trials and trouble, and it satisfies. It's my daily bread. It's my daily bread. And maybe when we ask God to speak, God uses some other words. He could say, wait. Maybe that's all he says. I don't think Jesus was a talker, like talking and explaining a lot of things. The other way around, he would say something and just leave. I picture him that way, and it's obvious in the Bible that he said, and that's it. And yeah, people could say, well, what does that mean? And what does he, okay. But let's say you pray and you ask God to speak, and because there's so much the Word of God invested in you, the Holy Spirit really is a rich giver and speaker and says, wait. Or the Holy Spirit says, go. Or the Holy Spirit says, there's one word in your life that you need to hear. Forgive. Or let go. Don't continue talking about it. Don't continue digging into it. Let go. We have experienced this so many times when we have been caught up in a situation in our lives when we just are drowned in our trouble, and then one word and we are set free. And we long for that. When we come to the church, we are looking for that, aren't we? Because the truth sets us free. And the same way as that one word can create the universe, it can save the soul, and the world is full of people who have never heard that word. It doesn't take a lot of good techniques to reach the world. You know, when the virus whatever was his name, the virus, the COVID, yeah, when he was going around, or she, or whatever it was. And you know, when I heard the news, it's so interesting. The first thing that came to my mind, and I think it was just the Holy Spirit, I said, see, this is a clear sign that the world can be reached in one day. The whole world can be reached in one day. And this is what we are part of. And it's the Word of God that has done that in our lives. Amen.
Okay, would you pray with me, please? We'll do an altar call. Wow, that was that good? That really spoke to us. Thank you, Pastor. That was so good. Wow, one word. Come. Then there was go. Yeah, and then Mary, right, Mary. Wow. All right, so let's pray right now for listeners. Two categories. Us believers here who we decide in our heart that really your word spoken to us is enough. And we would like to hear it, honor it, relate to it, embrace it, believe it, obey it. Lord, thank you for that message to our hearts tonight. And then the second category, people listening. Maybe you haven't decided whether to be a Christian or not. Maybe you are searching, maybe investigating, maybe listening. But God would like to say to you, we know that He speaks and He says, "Come to me. Come to me. Put your trust in me." He also said, give me your heart. In the book of Proverbs, give me your heart. My son, give me your heart. I will take your sin away. I'll put your name in the book of life. I will call you by name. I save you by my grace. I'm not saving you because you're a great person or you're a perfect person or you're going to clean up your life. I'm saving you by my grace through the blood of my son, by the goodness of my heart. I am forgiving you and I'm empowering you to walk before me. Trust me. Come to Jesus tonight. We pray for that. In Jesus' name, amen.